This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to chapter 43, Mem Gimel and Tehillim in Psalms, and it's clearly a continuation of chapter 42, even had the same refrain, the same last two verses. Sephardim say both of these, 42 and 43, on Sukkos. They say them together because it has a remez, a hint to the Nisach HaMayim, the water libation on Sukkos in the temple. But another place where we say chapters 42 and 43 together is in Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Chatzos has a lot of mystique attached to it. That's the prayer that holy Jews say in the middle of the night, at halachic midnight. They get up, they sit on the floor, and they cry over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the temple, and we're told that God, as it were, cries at the same time along with them. And when they get up, they say two things. They say Tikkun Rachel and Tikkun Leah. Tikkun Rachel is the sadder part, and Tikkun Leah is the more hopeful part of Tikkun Chatzos. There's some days when you don't say Tikkun Rachel, you only say Tikkun Leah because it's more hopeful. And Tikkun Leah is made up of these two psalms, Psalm 42 and Psalm 43. These are the hopeful psalms that are said by people who get up in the middle of the night to cry over the destruction of the temple. Truth is, King David, who obviously lived before the building of the temple and certainly before the destruction of the temple, also got up in the middle of the night. It says that at exactly midnight, there was a harp above his bed, and the wind would come and would blow through the strings of the harp and would wake him up, and he would get up. Not clear if he would learn or if he would say Tehillim, but he'd certainly get up to serve God. And that might also be hinted at in this very psalm. It says, Ve'odcha b'chinor, I will praise you with a kinor, I'll praise you with a heart, Elokim Elokai, my God. We find this concept of Psalm 43 also in the Lechadodi. Lechadodi is a very famous song written by Rav Shlomo Alkavitz, and it's about the coming of Mashiach. He wrote it immediately after the entire debacle of Shabbosai Tzvi, where Shabbosai Tzvi was a false Messiah, but he had so many Jews thinking that he was Messiah, that he was Mashiach, and when he turned out to be false and to be a bad person, a wicked person, it was just so demoralizing for the Jewish people. And there were a lot of other false messiahs that kind of got up at that time. Jewish people were desperate for Mashiach to come. A lot of different people talking about kind of guaranteeing Mashiach would come. And Shlomo Alkavitz was given the unfortunate job of telling everybody, Mashiach will come, but not quite yet. And between the lines of Lechadodi, we can see that. He says, Lechadodi likras kala, come my beloved, to greet the bride. The beloved is talking about God, to greet the bride, that's the Jewish people, and that's a Kabbalistic reference to Mashiach coming, when the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, is reunited with the Jewish people. And he says, come, in other words, you're not here yet, but please come, Pnei Shabbos Nekabla, and we're going to accept Shabbos, which Shabbos is always considered a microcosm of Olam Haba, a microcosm of the world to come, and a microcosm of Mashiach. And it's a song that's kind of bittersweet, saying Mashiach's coming, but he's not quite here yet. But the second half of Lechadodi, when we generally change the tune into something a little bit more lively, is Lo Sevoshi, and that comes from this song, from Psalm 43. It says, Lo Sevoshi, Velosi, call me, don't be ashamed, don't be humiliated. Ma tishtocha achiyu ma temi. Why are you downcast? Why aren't you getting consolation? People will be find shelter in you. V'nivna sa'ir al-tila, and the city of Yerushalayim is going to be rebuilt. That comes from Tehillim, and that's a very hopeful part of this psalm, where we're saying, you know something, we might not have everything we want right now, but we're looking forward to something more hopeful, and that's how Lechadodi works. Starts with a lot of yearning and ends with hope, and that's what this verse, chapter 43, is really all about. An interesting pasuk we have here, it's a very, very short psalm. It's only five psukim, only five verses, but one of the verses is, Shlach orcha, God, I'm yearning for you, please send me your light, v'amitcha, and please send me your truth, hema yanchumi, and they will guide me. And Rav Nachman points out something beautiful. He says, you know, a person could yearn for God's light and yearn for God's truth. And he says, a person could get God's light and get God's truth. He said, but then they could just go on with life and not let it guide them anywhere. He says, what we need is that perfect trifecta. We need to yearn for God's light and truth. We need to get God's light and truth. And then we need to allow it to guide us. We have to allow it to guide us. So now we know what all those holy people are doing in the middle of the night. They get up in the middle of the night to say Tikkun Chatzos. They're echoing the words of David Melech, King David, and they're saying, Hashem, we're not in such a good spot, but we're yearning for your light. We're yearning for your guidance. And when it comes, we're going to grab onto it, and Hemayan Chuni, they're going to guide us, and that's the happy part of Lechadodi, where we just say, Boi B'Shalom, Ateres Bala, Gamberino, V'Tzahola, we're going to come to a day that's going to be just full of happiness, just full of joy. We're going to dance together, Tochemune, Am Segula, Boi Chala, we'll have God among us. That's the Kabbalistic way of looking at the Shechina and Mashiach, and a perfect world. May it come speedily in our day. Be well.